today we lead you into a brighter glory. God is adding speed to somebody's leg this year. Don't know why that is still coming. Speed unstoppable. Speed unstoppable. Speed unstoppable. In places you have been stopped, as you act upon what to receive today, this speed shall no longer be stopped again in the name of Jesus. Thank you, glorious Father. We bless your holy name. Blessed be your Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody ready to receive from God, shout and believe in amen. You know God is turning you around today for good, shout and believe in amen. Glory to God. Go to 2 to 3 people and say you're welcome to church. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday to you. Happy Sunday to you. You're welcome to church. You're welcome to church. You're welcome to church. You're welcome to church. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Glory to God. Today's topic is extremely prophetic and instructional. I see God helping us to be. In Jesus' name. Today, Glory Sunday, we'll be speaking briefly on dancing your way into your brighter glory. Dancing your way into brighter glory. Dancing your way into brighter glory. Thank you, Lord. Dancing is not just a natural activity in church, but dancing is a spiritual exercise of worship unto God. It's not just a natural activity in church. It's a spiritual exercise of worship unto God. Many give their dances unto the devil. They give their dances to worship the devil. Would never want it in the first place. But God has fashioned dancing as an act of worship unto Him. He has fashioned dancing as an instrument of worship unto Him. He has fashioned dancing as a pleasure unto Him. It's not just a natural activity. It's a spiritual exercise. It gives pleasure unto God when you dance before Him. There are people dancing before heavenlies, dancing before useless gods, but there is a God in heaven who has wired dancing into man for His pleasure. He programmed it into man. He didn't program it for the devil. He programmed it for His pleasure. So it's a spiritual exercise. You may not have to be taught on how to dance. You just discover you love to dance. Whether it goes by the beat or not, dancing is dancing. So long you are dancing unto God. It's not a natural activity. It's not for the fun. It is a spiritual act of worship. A spiritual act of worship. is an exercise of worship unto God. And God deep down, He wired it into us for His own pleasure. Not just for us to do it anyhow, but for His own pleasure. So it's not that when we gather, we're just some people that will say, have they started the service? They will say, no, they have not started. They are still singing and dancing. So when will the service start? No wonder the Bible said, come into His court, enter His gate. We say, come into His court with praise. You can't be praising and not dancing. So He wired dancing into man. Not just for our sake alone, not just for our friends alone, or for our husbands, or maybe husbands or wives, or maybe just for the pleasure. It is unto God. It gives Him pleasure when you dance. It gives God pleasure. It's a spiritual exercise. Those who dance in the club, they are dancing to worship the devil. But here is our own club here, in the presence of God. He wired it in to make us, He wants us to give Him pleasure. And when God's pleasure, when you give it to Him, it will destroy pressure all around you. Go and check someone who has been thinking that, you know, he's too downcast. Once he starts dancing, pressure leaves. There is something about dancing. It will shrink out pressure from your life. When you dance for God, when you dance unto God, it gives Him pleasure, and then God removes pressure from your life. The most pressured people on the earth, they don't dance. And even if they do, they dance it to the devil or for their own personal pleasure, thinking it will take away pressure. But until you do it unto God, the pressure continues after you dance. The only one who takes away pressure from the life of a man is God. When you give Him His pleasure, He takes away your pressure. He takes away your pressure. Those who dance their discos in disco hall inside, you know, for the devil, they are like rams that are being fed and kept for the slaughter one day. You know one thing about God? Whenever you dance to Him and give Him pleasure, He takes away pressure. But what the devil does, when we dance or anybody dance towards Him, what happens is that by the time the devil becomes happy, he releases far more pressure on the person. Untimely things start happening. Are you getting it? Different kind of nonsense start happening. Whenever the devil is happy, go and check it. What he releases? Sickness, disease, cancer, HIV, all these blood-sucking devils. That's what he releases. And that's what he keeps doing. But the truth is, dancing is not made unto Him, it's made unto God. God wants to see you dance. You are not just shaking your body for nothing. No, He wired it inside you. That's why when I see some people coming to church and they can't give God this dance, when they are at home, they can do it. But when they come to church, they become so customized. Are you getting it? They customize their dance, you know. But when you see them outside, everywhere shaking. But when they come to church,
we're in the presence of God.
We dance like Zomutama dance. Or Papa, love me. When you are in God's presence, you must give it to Him. You must give it to Him. Why did you think He gave you strength? dance. There are dances I dance there. Maybe I'm not dancing. I will soon start dancing them now. Because some people have customized my dance. They know all my steps. I will soon give you steps you don't know. There are steps in the presence of God. There was a day I was to go for an anointing service in a very big program of people of over 500, and I was preparing for it. At night, the Lord said to me, "Son, you want my power to move here?" I said, "Yes, Lord." He said, "Then you must dance." You know what? I put one nice praise dancing. I was dancing and sweating. Dancing and sweating. And from that day, God spoke to me and said, "You will never release the anointing with sweat again. It will be ease." I went to that meeting. 15 minutes into my message, the power of God was everywhere. I mean, I was just passing through the crowd and they were falling under the power of God. Falling under the power of God. I'm moving on the street and somebody comes to greet me. "Good morning, sir. How are you?" As I shake hands, they fell under the power on the road. So I become afraid. So, Lord, is it this dancing that is causing all these things? Man, when you give God what pleases Him, He will take away pressure from your blood, pressure from your body, pressure. He will yank it off. A guy came to me and said, "Daddy, I'm down." I said, "Stand up and start dancing." The guy started dancing, and was sweating. That was the last he ever had. He never saw. As he was sweating out, the sickness was getting out. Just dance. That's why when you are dancing before God, you tend to forget what you are passing through. And suddenly, it becomes forgotten. Are you getting it? It becomes forgotten. When you are in God's presence and you are to dance, please give Him this pleasure. Forget every other trouble, and suddenly, after your dance, you discover it's already forgotten. Because God has taken care of it. As you give Him His pleasure today, things will turn around for you. So, dancing is not just, you are not just, is you are giving God or a God something. If you are with God, you are giving God something. If you are with the devil, you are giving him something. Anytime you shake your body anywhere, for the reason why you do it, you are giving out something. You are giving out something. Please don't waste resources that God has given you. Don't waste it. Give it to the owner, the one who gave you the strength. Give it to the owner. So it is a pleasure unto God to see you dance before Him. And you are not looking at anybody. You are just dancing. You are not looking at anybody. They will not be looking at. There was a guy I saw dance in one church at Lagos. What's the name of that place where you were? Ikota, Lagos. That guy got born again. Before he got born again, there is a level of the way he dances. When he got born again, man, he was giving it to God. The two legs, I can't forget that guy. The leg is like this. I got to himself, I was practicing it. I said, "Somebody dance like this." The person will dance around. I have been sweating. That guy is always noticed. When he's coming like this, where's that guy? Everybody will be looking around. Ah, look at him there. He's local. Everybody knows. And he will be doing it with passion. He just became born again, maybe thereabout. Giving it to God. Everybody were looking at him, including myself, but he was just doing it unto God. Some people might be mocking him, but I was praising him for what he was doing. chapter 2, verse 13. He said, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is God which worketh in you both to will and to do. Both to will and to do. So dancing is a doing. You are doing something when you dance. Both to will. So it is God that is working in us. Both to will means causing us, making us to dance, because dancing is a doing. And we are doing it for his pleasure. And when pleasure goes up, power comes down to take away the pressure. Power is released to destroy pressure. Learn to give him dance, not just only today, but every day of your life. They were asking a man of God, how come did all these people gather before you? Say, I danced them. I danced them into the church. What's the meaning of that? He received the garment of praise. Because he knows God. He knows there are people that must hear him so that they can be free. So he was dancing. So God will bring them to come receive the word of God and be changed for better. There are many of us in this, though, so some of us are not here. We have benefited of the great grace of God in this ministry. But we have been dancing. Dancing. It is God that worketh. So God worked the dance into you. He wired you to be able to just shake your, you know. There are, okay, how many of you taught your children how to dance? They just saw you dance. You discover even their self is different from your own self. Yes, sir. Where did they come from? Did they go to the school? Did they go to school of dancing? Small children, when you see some children dancing, who taught this person? The way you will be doing it, you see, eh, this one is another fashion. Even the parents will be trying to copy their children. Why did he get it? God wired it in. While the child was growing, God wired it in. God has wired you to dance. It is the cheapest, yet it has the greatest force on the earth. Dancing. Dancing. So don't waste this thing. Give it to God. He's the one at work in us. Both to will and to do. Now, after the Israelites crossed over the Red Sea, something great happened. For example, we have crossed over from 2019. God has brought us into 2020. Glory to God. Something happened. After they crossed over, Moses began to sing. In Exodus 15, then Miriam took it from there. He took it from a level. Now, Miriam changed into a higher level. Moses was singing, but Miriam stepped in as the prophetess, and then he did something. Verse 20. Exodus 15, 20. The Bible says, and Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrel and with dancing. The prophetess, he took the timbrel. Timbrel is tambourine. You know tambourine? That's timbrel. He took the timbrel and began to dance, and all the women followed after her. And they were, the Bible says, as they were singing, they were giving God a dance with dancing. The timbrel with timbrel and with dancing. Today it is with drumming and dancing.
Hallelujah.
Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
And the Bible said they followed after and they began to give God dance. they discovered that God walked the dance. He walked their dance. They looked at everything that God has done. When they were in the land of Egypt, the land of slavery, they suffered in that land. And then God came to their rescue, took them away from the hands of these task wicked masters. And then God began to curse the Egyptians. He was cursing the Egyptians and blessing the Israelites. And at the end of it, the Bible says, while they marched towards the Red Sea, the sea parted. Amen. Yes. God parted the sea, opened up the most dangerous sea in the world. Hope you know that.
Yes, sir.
They call it Red Sea. The red there tells you of the danger in the sea. According to history, when a plane is passing through the Red Sea, they don't come low. They go above the cloud because of the wickedness of the wicked of that sea. They call it red, means there is danger here. So what the planes do is that they have to go above the cloud. The cloud is a help. If they go below, there is a force that draws. It draws even plane into the sea. So anytime a plane is crossing over that place, they go above the cloud. Above the cloud. And God made them pass through the dangerous sea. God parted it and they walked on dry land. Glory to God. Do you see what God did for you in 2019? How he parted the sea? When you want to have the accident, even after you had the accident. See how he parted the sea when the disappointment was coming. See how he parted the sea when they wanted to destroy your life. When they wanted to just bring you down by all means. See how he parted the sea. There are many seas God has parted for you. There are many dangers he has brought you out of. Throughout your 2019, it's not by power, it's not by mind, but by his spirit, he brought you out alive, hell and healthy. Glory to God. No man can do this. No man can do this. You pass through red lines. Others pass through it, they died. You pass through it, and it's like saying you didn't pass through anything. There are many dangers God saved you from, you never knew. You were sleeping when the demon has been assigned on the 15th of February or on the 22nd of August or maybe on in the month of June of 12th or thereabout. They have been assigned to come down to you and don't give you a knock on the head and then do not wake up again. And this glorious God who has not given our life to the devil stepped in and said, no, my son, my daughter is about to be in a danger. Angel, go protect him. Go protect her for the night. And you are there snoring. And disturbing the whole land. Some of you who went to the point of Lala everywhere. All these people here. Yeah. Drawing Nigerian mark by your cheek. You now woke up. You are even trying to lick the rest. When you woke up, is it not true? They say, let people not see me like this. Can you hear? They say, this beautiful lady, this is how ugly you are. But don't cry, God saved you. What do you know? You were passing through. On the bed, you were passing through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yes, sir.
Some of you said, you saw the sign that you should, this thing should have killed me.
Yes,
some of you didn't even see that as a sign of killing, but that was what killed others. Some people just woke up, hey, Oribio! And that's it. And you woke up with the same Oribio thing, and yet, you are not there. I passed through a very thick red line last 2019. a very thing. Nobody was around and I was at home. And then while I was there, there have been a lot of attacks because of this ministry. A lot of diverse kind of attacks here and there, in the night, in the day, every time. But they can't prevail, you know. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, is still alive. I remember that at that time, I was just in the house, only me. And then suddenly, boom, on the ground, I was on the ground. My spirit left my body. And I was speaking, looking at myself. I said, what is going on with me? And a man appeared. I am the resurrection and life. Attacked me and entered back into my body and rose up. Say, rise up now and lift up thy voice over the lands. What a great God. I should have been gone. I passed through the red line. It wasn't long after the one useless bed flew through the window. Stupid bed. I don't borrow me abuse over that bed. When we got to where we parked to, there were different kind of useless bed crying everywhere. But in prayer, pushed all of them out of that place. They were angry. And as I stood up, I was just sitting down on the ground. Lord, what's going on with me? If the spirit of him, God was speaking this to me, it's good to have the word inside. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit will make alive your mortal body. Suddenly I started sweating out. I sweated out and just stood up on my feet. When I told my wife, I said, oh, and I'm not around. I said, thank God you're not around because you can't do anything. It's even good you're not around. Because you will have even worse in the matter. So it's better you're not around. Because one with God is what is maturity, the Bible says. And from that day, I've been lifting up my voice over the land, and no devil can uproot me out of this place. Except God says it's time to move away from here. No devil, they know what I'm aware. Let them be in their thousands. We have a God. They call him the God of one with God. It's what? Majority. There is no cross to it. You can't stand beside God and they pull you down. When God sends you, who is that devil that will say it's not possible? That's a red line. That's a red line for me that was crossed. That's why I must dance today. There's so many other things that God has delivered us from. I remember before we even came here, while we were preparing, boils all over from the head of my wife to the toe. I mean, big boils. From the head to toe is what I'm saying.
Boil.
I think I've never said this before. From head to toe. And I was away for a point. When the called man told me, I said, give up. What? Well, I rain evil curse over that devil. He will never find it in it. I know he will give it. When he gets to their kingdom, they will go and give their account there. Somebody here, you will dance and fire will start surrounding you. They were telling me, this kind of thing is attack. The person will die in 3 months, according to the history. Now, anybody want this kind of thing dies in 3 months. I said, what? And they have to go to the third house, collect, what are they calling it? Oil. Collect this, rub it on that. I said, nonsense. Where is everything in the Bible? To collect oil. Oil where? And then in the name of Jesus, cast that devil, and in 3 days, everything dried up. Whatever has held down your life, as you dance today, it will dry up. Man, remember this thing. These are the kind of things that this Miriam is so God did. I said, God, you want my dance. You want my dance. And then they were digging it unto God. Come on. They were giving him steps. Come on.
Stop hanging out with people.
You think I can't dance?
You better keep praying.
It's good to dance.
Yes,
you are giving God something. You are giving God something. Don't give the devil again. No, he does not want it. He does not want any dance. He's a bastard from the beginning. What is bastard? He does not have father nor mother. Can he go to God and say, Father? He only has God. He does not have father. You know, God and father is different. Let's keep that for another day.
Glory to God.
With timbrel and with dances, they began to give him dance, and they were dancing their way into brighter glory. They were dancing their way into the land that is flowing with what? With milk and honey. Their dances opened doors for them. Miracle doors will open as you begin this dance today. So you must be ready to dance now. What must you dance with? What must you dance with? Dance with singing from your heart unto God. With singing. Don't just be dancing. You must dance with something.
Lord, I'm dancing. No.
You must dance with singing. So we will know who are you really dancing unto. If all you are dancing is baby pull over, oh, baby pull over, and you are dancing baby pull over, you know who you are dancing to. You know who you are dancing to. I don't know what you want the baby to pull over. You will not be dancing unto the one who brought the. Sing. What comes out of your mouth determines who receives your dances.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. See what the Bible says in verse 21 of that same Exodus 15. Please pray softly for me. Exodus 15, 21. In 21, while they were dancing, the Bible says, and Miriam answered them, meaning the dance is not enough. See what he said. He said, sing ye unto the Lord. That's singing. Don't dance. Sing ye unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider as he thrown into the sea. He hath triumphed. He hath prevailed gloriously. He has. In 2019, he did. All the horses and riders chasing after you to corner you before 2020. If you never saw 2020, it would have been that they have cornered you. But they never caught up with you. It's why you enter 2020. And God locked up the door and said, no, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Glory to God, we made it to 2020. That same devil that could not take your life 2019 can't take it this year. If God kept you, then he has the full power to keep keeping you. Will God not protect his own product? And we are product in the hands of God. We are products. And because of the life of God in us, we cannot expire. Never. We are the products that cannot expire. We do not expire. A righteous man does not die. Listen. The day you became born again, you have been free from eternal death. Even physical death, you have power over it. Yes. But if you don't know who you are,
That's the problem. You know, I said so much about them on Crossover Night.
There is Christ in us. We can't expire. Death has no right over us. All this thing is more than enough to give God praise and glory. You have been lifted far above principalities and powers. Let me tell you, if you became born again yesterday, you can cast out the devil today.
Yes.
Though you may still need more knowledge to keep growing in it, but you can. Because when you became born again, Christ entered you. They do not respect you, but they respect Christ in you. Greater is he that is inside me than he that is in the world. That is more than enough for me to give him a dance. That he brought Christ to live in me and made me a giant in the world. It caused me to sit in heavenly places, the Bible says, far above principalities. Many of you are too afraid of witches. Witches are the lowest set of, you know, lowest level so far in the darkness realm. And that's why many people are celebrating. Okay? As soon as that man of God just came, see all the witches, and you are celebrating because witch under my foot. They are the lowest of all. We have been raised above them. Raised above principalities. You know principalities? Powers. Rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. And he said, not for me to dance. I am above them. One man came to me and said, I'm Umiri Lupe. I said, shut up! What do you know? Nonsense. I'm Umiri what? What are you saying? Where did you come from? No, those prophets of doom. I said, shut up! The next day he saw me. He said, Era, sir. Yes, sir. He said, well done, well done. He will never try that in his own life forever. Anyway, he sees me. If he sees my picture anyway, he will run. Because there is something I know about the world. Many people have been caged by this nonsense to make them feel their situation is greater than them. What nonsense? That's enough for us to dance. Dance with singing. With singing from your heart. Glory to God. I know someone will give God a dance today.
Yes, sir.
And then suddenly your debt will be paid tomorrow.
Amen.
Tell you the truth. Someone will give God a dance today. Suddenly his bones will straighten up.
Amen.
Someone will give God a dance today, and suddenly his eyes will suddenly be shifted into the new one. New heart, new lungs, new body bones and everything. His water, everything working well. Somebody will dance today, and every devil concerning your business will be cut down. Dance with shouting from your heart.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. With shoutings. This thing we will do today. We will dance with singing. We will dance with shouting.
Glory.
Something will happen today. You know, we have different kind of shoutings. Are you getting it? We have shouts of defeat. Not that Bible.
So don't think it is all shoutings that is like, because God reject. Why is he even shouting? What is in his hand? What is his situation? The tone of your heart when you are shouting.
Are you shouting so that your father can hear you? You are shouting so that you are shouting, you are me, oh, that's the kind of your shout.
You know, it's funny when you said, but what does he say, Bambi, what's the tone of your shout?
See what the Bible says. 2 Samuel chapter 6, 14 to 15. I love this.
2 Samuel 6, 14 to 15. He said, and David danced before the Lord. Before who?
Before the Lord.
Talk now.
Before who?
Before the Lord. He didn't dance before an harpalist. He didn't dance before a God. He danced before the Almighty God. Only him can be supported under him. Are you getting it? By the side of him. When we talk about the Almighty God, like we can't say a sun. Can you say a sun? Can you say a sun? A moon. How many moon do we have? Only one. That's why we say the moon. The sun. Why? Because we only have one sun. So when we're talking about God, we can't say a God. It's not a God. He is the God. Are you getting it? But there is no other God beside him. The Bible says he danced before the Lord. The Lord with all his might. Don't mind your might today. You know the way of mind says? Eh?
Ah. Kai. I don't want my strength to finish up. Let me keep some. By the time I leave this place, at least I will have small strength. Because once I leave here now, I want to go and wash. I have to wash. Tomorrow is Monday. And the man said, don't tell me to be dancing. That's I'll finish on my strength. Yeah, I can't wash again. Once I get to, I have to go and cook. I must cook. I must gym. I must. The Bible says David forgot all those things and danced with his might. His might. He danced with his might. And David was gifted with living people.
I can't explain that because of time. And then verse 15 says, so David and all the house of Israel, they broke up the ark of the Lord with shoutings. The ark of the Lord in the Old Testament represents, you know, the presence of God. That ark of the Lord is what carries the presence. Everywhere the ark is, the presence of God follows. In the olden days. Without that ark, the presence of God is absent. But the Bible says they danced with shouting. They broke up the ark of the Lord with shouting. And thank God, the presence of God is always here. Amen?
Amen.
The presence of God is here. So that when we shout this time, we are in his presence. In his presence. He said, with the ark of the Lord, with shouting and with the sound of trumpet.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting. They were shouting. They were not just shouting defeat. No. See what the Bible says? He said, clap your hands, O ye people.
Hello, please. Don't use that. Use the other one.
The clap your hands, all ye people, and what shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Do you hear that? Voice of triumph, not voice of defeat. Voice of triumph. Psalm 47, verse 1. So it is with what? Voice of triumph, of victory, that we have the victory now. Glory to God. We have the victory. We have
Somebody come and give God a shout in his place. Oh!
That's just a warm up. We will do more.
The voice of triumph, not the voice of I'm hungry, but the voice of what? Triumph. Prevailing. That I have prevailed. God made me prevail. Glory to God.
This song is coming to my mind. People, they have missed. No waiting, the making shine. I just can tell them, say, Lord Jesus, the nation. People, they ask me, say, no waiting, the nation. I just can tell them, say, Lord Jesus, the nation. People. in that wedding at Cana of Galilee.
He said, I returned. God returned something for somebody here. I return their mourning, their sorrow, their sobbing. I return it to joy, 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 joy.
Why do you need this joy?
Because the joy of the Lord, when He gives it to you, it becomes your strength.
Are you getting it?
It becomes what? Your strength. And then why do you need this joy? The Bible says that through this joy, you will draw out of well of salvation.
Now, the salvation there is not just talking about I give my life to Jesus.
No, there are many other salvations. Draw out for your deliverance. Draw out for your upliftment. You need joy to draw from God. When you are sorrowing, you are far from God. The devil wants you to mourn. He wants you to sorrow. Why? That takes you out of the atmosphere of God and puts you into the atmosphere of the devil. Where the devil now be the one to watch over your soul. But joy is an atmosphere where God operates. You need it for strength. You need it for salvation, for deliverance, for upliftment, for that promotion. You need joy. You need joy. For profit in this year, you need joy.
The second prophecy, God said, whoever stands against your rising, He will bring them down for yourself.
Joy makes it so. You drop out of the well of salvation.
So the salvation is talking about is not I give my life to Jesus. No.
Deliverance will be happening.
What takes people so you will just be enjoying God. Ilune, everything is hard.
With joy, you are drawing out of the well. There is a well. Well of salvation.
He even now said, out of your belly shall flow the rivers of living waters. That means there is a river inside you. I'm just diverting. But you're enjoying it, right?
For out of your belly shall flow rivers. But you can't flow those things out without joy.
That's why you need joy.
God has to turn that money into joy. I mean, God has to make it miracle. It has to come by miracle because the devil is not ready to let you come out of money.
There was a family like that. Every 2 years, the devil comes. He will take one.
And he will go for the most intelligent. Every 2 years,
he just appears. And then, one.
That one will be struggling. Maybe one small thing. Maybe headache. That one is gone. There will be money. After that, 2 years, another one. 2 years, another one. It kept on happening. So one day, the one they now took last was the one that one is even now connected to me.
That was even before we came to Abuja here.
That was connected to me. And I know that guy is very intelligent.
When we say someone is intelligent.
I became mad in my spirit. When they wanted to do the burial, they called me to come around and say, I was going there for judgment, not for any ceremony with the nonsense.
Why do everybody gather there and they were, so let's bury him, this and that.
Inside of us, God.
Listen. I told God something. I said, Lord, I know you are raising me to that level and I'm entering already.
Nobody dies in this one. In this one, in this family, big family, nobody dies.
By the reason of the war. You know there is a level. And we are entering.
Amen.
Tell you the truth, we are entering.
Nobody dies. I looked and said, God, what nonsense.
everybody.
When they say, please, Pastor Samuel, please, can you lead us in prayer? I forgot. I started releasing curses and judgment on those evil spirits. As though I was seeing them live. It got to a time that everybody was like, what is going on here? Did we come for burial or we came for deliverance? I said, this one is serious deliverance.
Today is the day.
The second day or third day, they saw, one of them now saw an old woman. That woman, we just go, there's a particular thing with branches. They will just go there and be breaking the branches. After 2 years, come. After 2 years. So he now saw this woman again coming after the spirit is after that. And the woman was going again to want to pluck another one. He said as the woman was there wanting to do that, suddenly the hand of the woman dried up on the spot. And from that day, every plague concerning that ceased. As I'm talking now, they are doing well. As you give God down to them, they no one born that disease well. They no one born anything well. They must go down before you.
Thank you, Jesus.
It turns their money to joy, and then it gave them comfort. Discomfort is taken away. It made them comfortable. That's the meaning. You will be comfortable this year.
Yeah.
What kind of amen is that? I said you will be comfortable this year.
Yeah.
For God has prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. No matter how you pray the die-die prayer, all of them will not die. In fact, your die-die prayer will make them live longer. Because it's not all of them that must die. Some of them must witness your rising. So they will come and serve under you. Then you will look up and say, ah, there is God, bro. There is God. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence. Not in their absence. In the presence. Oh, boy. In the presence of my enemies, I will enjoy what God has packed for me on that table. Every time they do their meeting again concerning you, I'm releasing the prophetic word. Every time they do their meeting again concerning you, everything they say against you, God will be turning it for you. But as they do it, they say, ah, let us finish up. Then they are finishing themselves. When they fire power, it will hit them. Because the rock of ages will stand there for you. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Number two, as you do your dance unto God today, God will satisfy. He will satisfy you with his goodness throughout the year.
Amen.
Those that are for what night, you understand what I'm talking about? Goodness. Goodness throughout the year. Jeremiah 31:14. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness. And my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Not the goodness of your father.
Yes, sir.
Not the goodness of that politician. So that they won't say they were the ones who made you rich. They were the ones. The way they're looking at him, I'm the one that pushed him like that. They will go there again, another place. I'm the one who I pushed him. I'm the one there, right? If I'm not there, that guy. You know where I picked him from? You know where I picked him from? I can finish him the way he is. Don't be discussing you at the corner. No. muscles. God said he will fill you with his own goodness, so that nobody will say they are the ones who made you good. Goodness will follow you.
Amen.
He said, surely it will happen. It will happen. I will satisfy you with my goodness. My goodness. My goodness. Glory to God. God will satisfy you.
Amen.
As the way you drink water to your satisfaction, God will satisfy you with goodness.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
When I got born again, my friends, some of my friends do not like me. I prayed to them. I told them about Jesus. They mocked me. They did different kind of things. But I didn't bother. But today, to the glory of God, to the glory of God, many of them are calling, please pray for me. Please pray for me. Those who have thought that you will never amount to anything, now that you have stepped into Christ, God will satisfy you with his goodness. He will raise you up. And through you, you will raise others. And then lastly, God's prophetic word prospers in your life throughout the year.
Yeah.
As you do the dance, his prophetic word will prosper. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in the Lord and you shall be established. He said, believe his prophet and you shall prosper. You shall prosper. You shall prosper. I say you shall prosper.
Amen.
Stand to your feet, everybody. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Are you ready?
Yes,
dancing your way into brighter glory. You receive joy. You receive comfort. God raises you up. Please give God a glorious dance. Dance to him like you have never danced before. Amen?
Amen.
Whether your dance goes with the beat or not, don't bother. Shall be doing it anyhow. Maybe faster or slower. Your own dog be doing your own. Because I know there are some people here, they can just be displaying you before God. Some of you say that I don't have good voice. Who told you? Do you know that the worst voice in this place, when you sing to God, it goes to God as a sweet smelling savour? Because it is unto God. It's not unto man. Man can hear it and say, what is this? You know, this voice is all. They call it all voice. But God is saying, wow, I love it. Keep giving it to me. I like it. Keep giving it to me. I love it. You are giving God his pleasure. See that guy, David. See the way he was digging it with God. Amen. David digged it until his skirt removed. And these are your own to remove. I mean, he digged it. He digged it to God. Gave it to God. And by the time he was through, come on.